This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings.
On count 8, the bias intimidation, we find the defendant did attempt to commit the offense of invasion of privacy with the purpose to intimidate TC because of sexual orientation, guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
That's the most serious verdict for former Rutgers University student Arun Ravi, who was found guilty of all 15 criminal counts against him for using a webcam to spy on his gay roommate, Tyler Clementi, TC, as mentioned in that audio clip there. Tyler Clementi killed himself in 2010, several days after learning about the spying. The counts against Ravi also include tampering with evidence and invasion of privacy. Ravi, now 20, was not charged with Clementi's death. He faces up to 10 years in prison when he's sentenced, and he could be deported to his native India. New Jersey Public Radio's Nancy Solomon covered the trial, and she joins us now. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Amy.
Was the verdict a surprise to you, Nancy?
It was a surprise to me, yes. I was surprised at how quickly the jury came back. I mean, it was 12 hours of deliberation spread over 2.5 days, really only 2 real days. And they had 15 charges, and within those charges, there was a verdict sheet with 35 questions they had to answer. So I'm really surprised how quickly they did it, that they came to unanimous agreement so quickly on all 15 charges. And I'm surprised with the bias intimidation, the hate crime charge. I felt like there was some reasonable doubt that a person could have seen in that particular charge. I thought the prosecution made a much better case arguing the invasion of privacy, hindering the prosecution, and tampering with evidence.
And tell me about your surprise with bias intimidation and what the prosecution had to prove for that bias intimidation as a hate crime.
Right. So, you know, I think what the prosecution showed quite clearly, beyond a reasonable doubt, was that Ravi intended to humiliate and shame Tyler Clementi. But the way the law is written, he had to intimidate him. The victim has to be intimidated, is the way it's written. And it was never clear to me and to most of the people watching the trial that Clementi was intimidated. It was clear that he was upset, and that a reasonable person could see how humiliating it was. But because intimidation was such a key thing, and the jury came back after only 45 minutes and sent the judge a note when they began deliberations asking, what does the word intimidation mean? So they were a little confused at the beginning, but then they seemed to rip right through it.
Hmm. With each of these 15 counts, including the bias intimidation counts, there were a series of sub-questions. And for the jury to answer in the affirmative for any of the sub-questions made the verdict in that particular count guilty. Tell me about that, because I understand that when you parse this guilty verdict on all 15 counts, on some of the sub questions, the jury was split.
Yeah, well, yeah, the decision was split. I don't know that the jury themselves were split, because everything they did had to be unanimous. But they there was a verdict sheet that they had to fill out and answer, and there were 34 or 5 questions on the verdict sheet. And so for each of the charges, there were 15 charges, there were questions. And what these were basically, like, they were alternative theories that they were allowed to consider for each charge. And there were 2 separate victims for many of the charges, because there was MB, the lover, who was also named in the indictment. So, and in fact, they found Ravi guilty regarding Tyler Clementi, but on many of the charges that related to MB, they found him not guilty.
How did Darun Ravi and his family react?
It was pretty surprising to watch in the lack of reaction. He sat there. I mean, he clearly looked upset, and I would say his eyes looked kind of a little glossy and red, but he did not move a muscle. He did not react. His parents were very still. And when they walked out, absolutely hounded by a scrum of camera people and reporters.
Nancy, very briefly before we run out of time, this case fostered a lot of discussion about cyberbullying and gay teens, but also about hate crime laws. Briefly, what's the significance of this verdict?
Well, I think it could go either two ways. I mean, some people could see this, clearly will see it and do see it as a victory, and that maybe it'll raise awareness and stop kids from trying to humiliate and shame gay teenagers. But I think there could also be a lot of people who, there could be backlash where people see that this is prosecutorial overreach, that it's heaping on years in prison for a kid who definitely did something wrong. But, you know, does he deserve to spend more than 10 years possibly in prison? So I think it could go either way.
Nancy Solomon is the managing editor of our sister station, New Jersey Public Radio. Thank you so much, Nancy.
Thanks, Amy.